Hey, everybody, and welcome to another Dallin and Ashley Big Little Life with the Dashleys podcast. I'm Dallin, and this is Ashley.
And that's our new intro. We'll do it today only.
You don't like it?
Hey, guys, this is Ashley and Dallin. We are the Seeleys, and we've been married for 5 years, and we have two kids. And
we're doing a little bit of background. Ashley grew up.
We're going to do a podcast right now. What would Perv happily say from Parks and Rec? Rick.
And the story of right now is I'm going to tell you a story.
That's what we're doing. The story of right now is we're doing a podcast. We're talking about some things that have been going on with us and just resolutions and also
some cute stories about our kids, some fun news stories,
a little bit of insider information about our next vlog coming out tomorrow.
I had that same idea. Tell the podcast listeners the surprise that's going to be revealed in our vlog tomorrow.
Or just give them an extra hint. Okay, but on to the news. Well, first, how are you doing?
Wait, on to the intro music. Wasn't that lovely? That's a good song.
I love that song. How are you doing today, Dallin?
I feel brimming full of love for you.
Brimming full. I feel brimming full of love and pirate's booty. If you have not been to Costco, you need to go. And if you have been to Costco and have not bought pirate's booty, it is quite literally the best thing that you will ever eat.
Literally the greatest snack I've ever put on my taste buds.
If we had had pirate's booty on our plane ride with our kids, why didn't we have that? I know why, because it's quite literally the messiest treat out there.
Literally gets cheese powder on everything.
That's why it's so good. On to the news stories. So, one thing you might not know about me is that I love celebrities. This is not a celebrity story, but my mom recently resubscribed to People magazine, which I used to spend just, my parents used to keep People magazine in the bathroom and I would spend an unheard of amount of time in there reading People
magazine.
Back before we had cell phones, yeah. So my mom reordered it and I was reading through it and read a lot. If you've had recent issues, there was a whole thing about the BTK killer. Quite literally, I'm terrified of leaving my house now or letting anyone in my house.
Also, I literally bought a gun safe and a bat and a knife.
And I came home and I was like, Dallin, have you read this article about BTK? If you're listening.
Now our pistol is locked under our bed along with a bat and a knife. Yeah,
Dallin bought a bat, so... Oh, we're looking at our computer right now, guys. And
so our contact with Shipt just emailed us.
Yeah, we work with Shipt and some insider information because we like... They like work with us. They sponsor us. And because they sponsor us, they send us like Shipt credit for us to use.
Yeah, it's a small credit each month to get some groceries.
We get really excited because we use our Shipt credit. Usually we just buy like bare essentials from Costco. Like we're really good at just getting the bare essentials. But with our Shipt credit, we'll be like, oh, let's get some baby food pouches or we buy soda with it.
This is an example of like a perfect win-win brand deal because we absolutely love Shipt so many people in our audience love Shipt too or have it or are just like interested in seeing what we got this month from Shipt. So it's like,
and it's always interesting.
It's like the ideal brand deal because everybody's interested in it. It's not like we're pushing some stupid product that we don't or nobody else cares about. It's like something everybody loves.
And it's always treat yourself when Shipt credit is applied to our account.
A little bit of treat yourself
every month. Finally, we can get LaCroix again. we get the True Lemon drink packets. Those are so good.
I love those.
And they don't have aspartame. They probably have 100 other things, but they don't have aspartame.
It's sucralose.
Sucralose. Probably just as bad for you. I don't even care.
Or no, it's... Splenda. Is Splenda aspartame?
Also, today we ran out of our diet root beer and Fresca.
I'm going to need to order some more of that.
Before Shipt, we were like, people do not need to spend money on soda. And like, I can puree my baby food myself. And
now we're like, let's order it.
We're like, oh, this is fun.
Shipt has spoiled it. Seriously, though, it saved us so much time. Look, this is turning into a sponsor from Shipt.
I know.
We didn't intend to do this.
Literally today I woke up and I was like thinking to myself, okay, we are out of groceries. We need to make dinner. We need to clean the floors. We try and clean like one big thing every day. Yesterday, Dallin did the bathrooms. Thank you, Dallin. But like, we need to clean the floors and we need to do something with George. And in my mind, I was just like, oh, wait. The Shipt shopper is going for us today. It's just like, it's like you're doing something, but it's actually not you. It's your shipped shopper.
Yeah.
Who so I pretend is like a Downton Abbey servant. If you've seen Downton Abbey, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, now that we've been talking about shipped, I'll put the link in the show notes for this page if you're interested in, and you can get $50 off a shipped membership, which is normally $99 a year. So it makes it $49 a year. And then that also gives us $50 because of the referral program.
Yeah, it's really fun for us. Every time someone uses our link, we get a little
email. We get $50, which is awesome.
And we're like, more soda!
I know. So also, fun fact, you have your own referral link once you get shipped. So if you get your friends to sign up, then you get $50. So yeah. Pass along the love.
Or you can give them our link.
Or you can give them our link and we'll just get $50 more.
Okay. Anyways, I was talking about People Magazine because I was looking through it, reading all about Carrie Underwood's new baby, Jacob. Precious.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. She had a baby. That was basically the story. But they have a section called Stories That Make You Smile, and they were really cool stories. And they made me smile, so we wanted to share them with you. Are you ready for this one? This one, Dallin will like the first one. There's a couple.
Let's have it.
Okay. The first one is titled This. And Dallin, as a teenager, would have dreamed of this situation because he loves peanut butter.
Oh.
A teen, well, you would probably wish it was ketchup.
All of these stories about that I love all have to do with food.
I get all excited when I find the ones Dallin will like. A teen wins a lifetime supply of peanut butter and shares it with furloughed workers. Two parts. He won a lifetime supply of peanut butter from his store. Listen to how he did this. Like, it wasn't even a competition.
Wait a minute. What does furloughed mean?
Like the government employees who aren't getting paid right now.
Oh, good for that boy.
Yeah, my heart goes out to them. When we went through TSA, they were all talking about how they weren't getting paid and how they came in and how some people weren't coming in. So thank you to all of you guys.
They're all sticking it out because they are going to get a big paycheck now that the government's back open.
Is but it
it's
back?
Just, it's yeah.
Oh.
But I'm pretty sure it is.
I think it is.
I'm pretty sure it
Let
is.
Let us know. Let us know, y'all.
Yeah, we don't watch news like we said.
I just read People Magazine.
But so they are getting, they'll be back paid just during that few months. Know, like that's hard to not know, get paid for a few months. Yeah.
Okay, so it says Eric, and his nickname is Bean. So Bean McKay, age 15, won a lifetime supply of peanut butter. And he decided to spread the love and donate some of his winnings to those affected by the government shutdown. Bean, who has autism and eats peanut butter at every meal, much like Dallin, who eats ketchup at every meal, had tweeted his local supermarket. So he just like tweeted his local supermarket and asked them to put his favorite food on sale, peanut butter. And they sent him 72 jars just to be nice. And then
that's nice.
They said if he got 72 retweets. Oh, no. They gave him 72 jars in exchange for 72 retweets. And then they told him if he got 72,000 retweets. Can't see that word. That they would give him a lifetime supply of peanut butter. And he did.
That's awesome.
And then now it's like the coolest marketing campaign that they've ever done. And it just like it just happened because this little boy asked them to put his food on sale.
Wow.
The sky's the limit, guys.
That's so cool. Social media, like you can do so much.
It's so cool. Good on that supermarket. It's called Lidl. LIDL supermarket. Never heard of it. But I thought that was such a cool story.
Also, just looked it up. The government shutdown is over temporarily. They signed a bill to keep it alive until February 15th, which is, as of the recording of this podcast, like 10 days away. So hopefully they figure something out by then.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, anyways, back to the lovely stories.
The next one was just, I'll just do two. This one is like my dream work situation. And one day when the Dashleys have a corporate office or like just any sort of office building, I want to do this. Office. So this office, it was a government center in Donna Ana County. If you're from Donna Ana County, hello from the Dashleys. And they wanted to help out a local shelter. So they got like a big wire pen or cage just to like hold kittens. And they have it like in their front room and they like have the shelter bring kittens that need to be socialized and taken care of. And they socialize. They, like, look at the picture. There's a picture of a lady on a phone, like customer service lady, and she has kittens all over her. I can't imagine a happier place to work.
This is Ashley's dream come
they
true.
They just socialize the kittens so that they can be ready for adoption. Like probably a lot of them are feral or just haven't been around people.
Yeah.
And then they're able to just send them out for adoption. But the plus side is they have kittens in their office all the time, just being angels. I would never be late for work.
Yeah, that's a
It's like
a
the funnest
thing.
Story. And they've helped, it says they've helped 169 cats be placed in their homes. And I'm willing to bet that a lot of them have adopted a large number of those cats.
I know. They're, most of them are just the employees that work there.
I'm taking home another one.
For real.
I thought that's the coolest. I wish all businesses would do that. And just that way, I feel so bad. When I adopted a puppy when I was in like middle school, high school, I literally cried for like 3 days because of for all of the ones that I didn't pick. I had so much guilt that I picked one and didn't pick another.
Yeah.
It's like the worst feeling.
Ashley, her dream situation would be to live on a ranch full of furloughed cats. Now that I know that word, full of furloughed, no, furloughed I would just cats like and dogs.
To be able to be in a position where if I heard of a situation where an animal needed help, I could bring it to my house slash my yard. And then when, like, it's just the reason so many are like euthanized in pounds is just because there's not enough space, so they only give them a certain amount of time. I would just like to have a place where I could bring one or two every now and then and just give them some more time.
Yeah, that's sad. Well, you're a lovely lady, Boo.
And I think our YouTube channel would be a great place to like
to show like, off
to
cats
show that
for sale.
Be like, hey, this is our new or puppy here. If anyone's interested, contact us here. And I you think it would really be something that would work well.
This is something I would never do, but Ashley would.
I think and the kids would so have sweet. So much fun. Like it would just be new things. I think it would be so fun. I love animals. Dallin loves animals, but he likes them not in our home. But it would only be if we had like land.
Right.
That it would be like we have
see, that's
land.
Better. Yeah.
Kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we wanted to talk just because I feel like... You guys are probably like, these guys have so many issues. But here's the thing. Like, Dallin and I's favorite podcast is Casey and Candace, Couples Therapy. Just because I feel like they are so real and I don't listen to them and feel like my marriage is on the rocks and falling apart because it's nowhere as happy as theirs or what theirs appears to be. I listen to them and I see two people who love each other, but who are having real struggles and that maybe... because they're having struggles, but they still love each other. That's a normal thing.
It's hard because no marriage is perfect. Everybody has issues.
Naturally, we guard those issues more than we guard our happy moments.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of happy moments come from those issues. So we just kind of wanted to share, we don't want to share the issue specifically, which just like we've been having just like the last week or 2 days. It's hard. It probably... Basically, since we've had kids, we've like steadily, unbeknownst to us, been going down a path where like it feels like we're further and further apart from each other or we don't know each other as well. So it kind of all, not all, but it came to kind of a head yesterday and we were just mad at each other like all day and it sucked.
It's just, I mean, we're not alone. Like this, it's so common. I was just trying to pull up some statistics, but like statistically, marriages after having kids, a huge percentage of them report that their marriage is not as strong as it once was.
And that's the hard thing. Like Dallin and I got married and we were best friends.
We did everything together. All day. We're hanging out. We like go to see friends together. We have a couple friends.
We had the same friends.
Go to the gym together.
Or it wasn't a big deal if we both came somewhere because we didn't like it. There was never like, oh, you stay home, I'm going to go hang. Like sometimes, but now we just do that because it's no fun to bring kids to these places because they're not kid friendly places. So if our friends are wanting to do something, we have to choose who gets to go a lot of the time, which is hard for the person who stays. And it's hard for the person who goes because suddenly you have these whole, it's like we have separate lives more than we ever did now.
Yeah. And now like two kids. Yeah. I'll take George out at night or something while she puts James down.
And it's almost like we, like Dallin works from home, but a lot of the time I feel like we don't see each other, or if we do see each other, we don't talk to each other.
It's because we're taking care of the kids.
We're just like coexisting with our, like I'm on James, he's on George. And it's really just sucky.
So last night we hunkered down and we snuggled on our bed and we're just like, what can we do? Like, we don't want to have just average marriages while our kids are growing up. Like, what can we do to make this stronger? And because we want to have like thriving marriages despite our kids. Like, our kids obviously are taking up a large chunk of our energy and time and resources and attention. but that shouldn't mean that our marriage is suffering because of it. And I think that there, that marriage and healthy like relationship with your kids can both be really strong. And we're just trying to figure out how best to do that.
Right. So we kind of came to a resolution, and it's really hard to get to those resolutions because Dallin and I fight so differently. I don't know if you guys are, I don't know. I wish to all of the people out there that they fight the same way as their spouse. Like Dallin fighting with me is like,
I want to run towards conflict and address it and get over it and move on.
Or if something's bugging Dallin, like he says it right then. But if something's bugging me, I like absorb it. And I stay and I get quieter and quieter and quieter until like, I don't even like, I get to the point where I'm so mad at Dallin. Like I'm not yelling at him, but I'm not looking at him. Like I avert eye contact because I'm just mad at him. And B, I don't want to have the conflict that needs to happen. So I just avoid, like hard avoid. Like I basically ghost him.
She ghosts me.
But I don't leave. I just like, it's like in-person ghosting and it's really bad.
Yeah. And this doesn't happen often.
No, I'm just not like so ghosting. Yeah. It's like when we have issues. Like when we're fighting over something, or if he does something that bothers me, I don't just say, hey, that really bothered me. I just like stew on it and I get madder and madder, or I get more hurt. I think hurt
and
is
the
better
word.
And I have
to like go jump on top of her and make her talk about things.
Like when we first got married, we would fight and finally, like not fight all the time, but finally after one time I was like, I don't have it in me to like, I mean, I do, I'm just a wuss. I hate conflict. But I told him, like, you need to like literally sit on me and make me look at you and be like, what is wrong? Tell me, because I can't be the one to start it. Like I just can't. I could, but I just don't.
There's pros and cons to each. I start talking about things and I say things that I don't mean because I'm still formulating how I feel about it.
Yeah,
as I speak, and then I end up hurting Ashley's feelings. Like, and I never should even have said some things
he doesn't mean to say or don't even make sense.
Yeah,
and I hang
and
back.
Ashley
and
thinks
get it
about
all, like,
she has things laid out step by points. Step, point by point in her head, and so she is so
like ready
like,
to talk whenever I am talking.
She is, yeah. She's so good at talking about the issue once she's finally ready to talk about it. I suck at it, and I like try to figure out what I'm thinking as I speak, and that can often lead to hurt feelings
and
things I
like
didn't mean
like
to say, and it's
barfs
bad.
Words.
I think out loud, and that's horrible to do when you're in an argument
because
with
like,
your spouse
you said that.
Who has already
how
thought through everything.
That?
Yeah.
And Dawn's like, well, I said that, but I was thinking about this when I said it and I didn't mean it.
And she's like, well, why didn't you just say that? And I was like, I don't know. And it seriously, and it frustrates me too. Cause I'm like, whoa. And once I finally wrap my head around the whole issue, which is probably hard for you guys, hopefully this is still making some kind of sense without us talking specifically, because hopefully you understand why, like, we want to keep our issues, our specifics to ourselves, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I don't think anyone really wants to. I mean, people probably do, but that's just like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It doesn't need to be said.
So, but hopefully you're still able to relate to this and see the pros and cons of both. So if you're like Ashley, I would encourage you to just like use your words and say can we say
talk,
can
though,
we
without
talk?
Crying. So I want to get to the point where I cannot cry.
Yeah.
Because
that's okay.
Then I would just cry and it would like, I hate crying.
Ashley hates crying in front of me. And for people like me who just want to talk and bleh and just throw up words, sit down and think about.
But I don't want to do that because I know how
to sit down and put words to your emotions
first. It can hurt your feelings and then make it worse. I don't know.
And so what my resolution is to like sit down and I probably just need to write things down because like I can't put thoughts together very well in my head.
That's what I told him yesterday.
Yeah. And I should probably write things down how I'm thinking, what I'm thinking before I speak.
Well,
it's like you prepare to go into it to have a healthy discussion rather than just like
sometimes I'll be like, you
rather,
said this,
just because we both jump into the defensive mode.
No,
and whether or not we think we're right, we're just defending the initial point we made because our brains naturally want to stay consistent with what we've said in the past, and that can both lead us down crazy trails that we never even thought we would end up in because we're just defending our position for like 30 minutes. And it's just
like
so annoying and so unproductive.
The aquarium, we did this. If you were at the aquarium yesterday, I apologize.
Yeah, they're sitting next to us and we're like trying to hash things out in the play place.
We're like doing the quiet yell. Not yelling, but like
the quiet argument.
Are you kidding me?
Right next to each other.
You have no idea. Like everyone, I saw some people being like, what the?
Yeah, no, but it's not like your brain naturally wants to stay consistent with what it said in the past.
At the otter exhibit, that's where.
Oh my gosh. And so people next to us are like, geez, like what's going leave on? Your issues at home, people. We're at an aquarium. So my advice is understanding a little bit of psychology. This is why car salesmen make you put your initials on the little stupid paper before they talk to the finance guy, in quotes. Our brains naturally want to stay consistent with what we've said in the past. So like,
yes.
If you made a point and
that's
you
why
realize,
I don't say anything.
If you made a point and you realize that you're wrong, say, get over your ego. This is me talking to myself. Get over your ego and your pride and be like, that's right, I was wrong. And switch a little bit, pivot. And gosh, that would be so much more productive than just defending whatever stupid thing you initially said.
Well, I feel it was funny because at the aquarium where this all happened, like we kind of started fighting in the car. And then like 2 hours later at the huge fish exhibit, we basically started the conversation over. And it was like a 3 second thing. And we were just like, why can't
Ashley's like, why didn't you say that in the first place? And I was just, like, I don't know.
Why couldn't this have just been the conversation the first time?
Yeah.
And then like Dallin is like, this is what his like spiritual gift is. He's just like done. Like he's just over it when it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over there. I feel like I've been like shot by a gun or like pellets. Like I feel like wounded for 2 days, like a stupid. So then it's just like,
it's not stupid. You're just such a sweet emotional girl.
No, like,
and like takes you time
I
to
like
recoup.
How you can just get over it. Like that's why I hate fighting, because it takes me like 48 hours to recover and not feel weird around you anymore. Like,
yeah.
Like not feel like that we're fighting feeling.
Yeah.
Like the tiptoe around each other feeling.
I guess I get over it faster.
You do. And then it's like, you're like, what's wrong with you? Like, and I'm like,
I don't say that.
Not you, but I feel like you probably feel that. And I'm like,
well, I've accepted it and I let you take the time you need. And cause I know that you always like you come around and your spirits get back up and then we just go on like normal and we
talk about it on our podcast,
the next day.
But we made a cool resolution, which I think is going to help. So our last fight a couple months ago, or weeks ago, I don't know. We kind of made the resolution like we need to go on dates and start, because it always comes back to we don't treat each other like friends. Like the things I do to Dallin are like I would never say or do to my friend, like my girlfriend.
Well, there's no other relationship like marriage, because when you're with each other every day, things change. Like the littlest things can start to bug you just because they are part of you. Like it's a marriage. It's unlike any other relationship. So like stupid things like toothpaste or like specks on the mirror. We don't fight about those things, but those are really common things to fight about. Like
we fight about like dishes in the sink.
The level of things that bug you changes drastically with your spouse.
Right. And like I had practice with roommates at college, but there's always in my mind, I'll be done with them in 6 months when I switch apartments, kind of. So things don't bother you as much. With marriage, it's kind of like, do I address this or like let it happen for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
So I think you address more things than you would with like a roommate.
Yeah. Like Ashley putting her shoes right in front of the door. If somebody that comes over like just once or maybe like once every few months or for holidays, put their shoes in front of the door, I'm like, no big deal. It won't happen again. But like if it's a daily thing,
or like
that's when it starts to bug you a little more. And I'm just like, Ash, maybe could we just like set our shoes to the side of the door? And it's the stupidest thing.
Yeah, that's down.
But it's just like it's a daily thing. It's just, the level of things that annoy you changes.
My thing is, I think Dallin grew up in a place where like you cleaned up kind of at night, like just like dishes can be put in the sink until that night kind of. And then you just clean everything up in the big clean. I don't know. That's what I'm assuming. But like, I hate that. I hate dishes in the sink, or I hate when you like leave something out. I'm like, if you're going to make food, just clean it up after. Like, no, leave no trace. This is a national park, this kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's, and then like, it's not a big deal if it's you're like a visitor or someone who's passing through, but it's when it's every day, like you like let it pass like the first 100,000 times, and then it's like the 200,000th time where you're like, You start getting like,
ugh. I know. Wait, this is kind of a tangent. We were talking about our resolutions.
Okay, so our resolution, well, it was just because I feel like we've gotten to a place where like we're super busy with kids and the business. And when we're together, we're just working. We're not connecting, or we're taking care of kids separately, or the kids are having breakdowns and we're just managing it. And it's always like these tense situations. And we kind of thought about our day and when we can have Ashley Dallin time. And there really isn't a time for that. There's like once a week we can go on a date night, or we can we sleep together at night, but it's like me clunking out and Dallin, like after I fall asleep, he like reads on his phone or something. Like it's not bonding time. It's not.
Ashley's so tired at the end of the day. She is not a night person.
Together time. It's just physically next to each other time.
So
we, I feel like I'm talking a lot. We kind of tried something out yesterday so in our house, usually when the kids are good and happy, that's when we'll like tap someone out and be like, you go do work. Mm-hmm. And I'll do the kids while they're happy. And then it's when the kids start getting not happy and harder is when we come back together and like double parent. And those are high stress times.
Yeah.
So yesterday we tried something where, Dallin kind of did it on his own. He saw me in the bedroom. He was with George and George was doing well. And I was trying to put the baby to sleep and she wasn't going to sleep. So I was just playing with her in her room. And he kind of walked up and saw that and he brought George in and they were just playing happily. It was like the kids were our happy moment. And so he like grabbed my hand and pulled me over and we just sat in the same chair together for like, it was like 40 minutes.
While the kids were just playing and coming and jumping on us every once in a while. And it was a great little time together.
It was like a precious moment. Like we were sitting there just thinking like it feels so good to be like physically intimate, not like intimate, but like we were holding hands, snuggling. And mm-hmm. like we were having a Dallin Ashley moment with the kids.
Yeah. So one thing, I guess the takeaway from this is that we're going to try to sit on top of each other more often.
No.
I'm just kidding. No, like we can be holding hands more often or
like when we're just going like sitting on a next stroller to
each other
ride,
in each other's laps, holding hands.
We want to hold hands.
Like I don't want to lose that little thing.
It's the moments when the kids are happy where we want to try and bring our family together instead of sending someone away. Like we're still going to have to send someone to go to work, but maybe just linger a little bit longer in those moments when the kids are happy and just be with each other.
Mm-hmm.
There
the little things like holding hands
or just like sit by each other, like rub, like I could like scratch your head for like 10 minutes, like things that we never do anymore thing. Because the only time we're parenting together is when the kids are having meltdowns or yeah. during like meal times or bedtime.
So I'm over the mindset that we only have bonding time when it's just me and you, because
that's a good way of saying
that is not enough.
Like we can still like build our relationship when the kids are around. We can still build our
relationship while the kids are around. Yes.
Yeah. So that's our goal. And if.
Please give us your insights here.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of you guys are in the same boat and have probably figured out ways that you keep your marriage strong with kids, especially at this young age when they require so much of your attention. Like, please give us your advice because it's something that we want to do better at. And this is just one thing that we have thought of.
Like stumbled upon.
And we, like after last night of talking about it for a long time, we're just going to not think that the only bonding time can be when kids aren't there, because kids are there most of the time and that should be used to bond and grow your relationship.
We go on dates and the first thing we always say to each other is just like, I miss you. Like,
yeah.
It's like dates are almost the sad thing because, not sad, but it's just like we sit there and we hold hands and we just are like with each other in quietness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like we think about how much we miss each other because it's just go, 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 go. Like
mm-hmm.
so loud and so much to do. And like we have the 2 years before kids where, and like we just miss that part of each other, the fun part of each other, like the adventure, like adventurous Ashley is basically dead, replaced by like braided hair, sweatshirt. Let's make oatmeal again, Ashley, and not leave the house. Like, that's not me. Like, I miss Dallin and I miss myself. That's the hardest thing about kids for me is I miss like old me. who just was like, yeah, let's go for a road trip, or like, yeah, let's go do this huge adventure. Because like new me is the one who's like, no, like if we do that, this could happen. If we do that, this will, it won't even be fun if we do that. Like, trust me, it won't even be fun.
Yeah.
And it's true. I think a lot of it is true, but it sucks to be the downer.
Well, and I still try to do things, and we do every once in a while, and sometimes it's great, and sometimes the kids just ruin everything.
Yeah, Dallin's like the eternal or at
least,
optimist.
At least the what we had planned in our heads.
He has so much faith in our children, and they always dash it.
Just driving, basically the worst, and you just have to have different expectations about how it will go with kids, you know?
Yep.
So that's kind of depressing.
Yes.
Wait, let's pull that out of the mire.
Okay. We did this last time.
Was there any other notes about other resolutions?
I think that I said everything we want to say. Yes, I'm checking. Yeah, like we just want to just try and do what we did yesterday. Yeah, like you came in while I was putting George to bed, and
yeah, just still like find moments with the kids to build our relationship. That's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And we're just we're in the thick of things right now while we have a 2-year-old and a 10-month-old. Like as they grow older, we're going to be able to do more things, like to be hiking with George and James and like have an actual conversation with them.
Every once in a while, we catch glimpses of grown-up George.
Yeah. And we're treasuring.
And it's so cool to see kind of like little glimpses of the human he's going to become.
I know. And it's so fun. And we are trying to treasure these moments now, although we just feel so held back from our past adventurous, let's go do something big today selves.
Big Little Life is like the podcast where Ashley and Dallin reminisce about their married early marriage and then just like tell everyone their struggles about whatever. It's fine.
No, this is just the season that we're in.
We're always so scared to share this, but we think about our favorite podcast and that's what they do. They like share their struggles. Mm-hmm. And I love listening to it.
Yeah. No. And like, as they grow, this is what's fun about the vlog, is because like everybody's growing along with us, and you'll start to see the kids like talk more, and George like go to preschool and start learning more. And we like, you know, all these things, all these stepping stones is what's so cool to document in our vlog on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah. And we don't want you guys to feel like we're preaching to you, or that we know like what we just said to you may be the wrong answer. It's just, we're just kind of sharing.
I think it's one good idea, but there's so many other good ideas too.
Our path kind of, and I don't know what you can take from it, but we hope you can take something good from it and it can help you or make you happy.
So please let us know your ideas. You can comment on, I always post a Facebook post for when the new podcast is out. You can comment on that, or you can like message us or email us, but it's always great to comment in a public place where other people can see your tips too, because that'll benefit more than just us. Mm-hmm. So like comment on, I guess ideally it's the Facebook post where I share the link to our latest podcast, because everybody can just see that and talk about it together. There's no real comment section for podcasts yet. It's kind of like the Wild West for podcasts right now. It'd be cool if there was a comment section on podcasts that people could talk together.
We'll post a picture today.
Maybe
on Instagram
someday in the future,
too,
some platform will have that.
Opening up like a conversation about this podcast.
Yeah, because I feel like this is a really important one, and one that a lot of people relate to and learn a lot from, because keeping a marriage strong with kids is a huge, like something like 80% people say their marriage after having kids like declines.
And you think it's
and
just
it shouldn't
sneaky.
Be like that, because kids are like having a marriage ordained of God, having kids like the greatest calling that you'll ever do, but it's so hard, and we need to help each other to learn how to like rock both things, having a solid marriage and happy kids.
And it just like sneaks up on you, like these little feelings that you feel one time, like they start growing, and then all of a sudden you believe them, or they're the reality, and you need, like, you have to change or fix it, or I don't know. Like, all this stuff has snuck up on us. All these, like, little feelings that have grown into big feelings.
Yeah, it happens slowly over time. So, and it's scary, because you got to catch it quick and fix it before all of a sudden you're like, I mean, 50% of marriages end in divorce, which is a really sad statistic, but true. Sometimes it needs to happen for the best. But I feel like I read another thing that like the vast majority of people after divorcing aren't any happier, you know, some are, and it's good that they got out of that relationship. But like it's best to like fix it in the marriage. And
if you can, like there's so many things.
But yeah, there's so many, every story is different, but.
But like I could honestly see us like if we stop trying.
I mean, eventually, naturally, everything decays and like it's just atrophy.
I could see it just, you know, like going down that path. I'm not saying we're going down that path.
There's atrophy in relationships. Everything atrophizes. That's not the right word. But everything naturally breaks down.
But it's scary.
And you have to put in like conscious effort to keep it built.
Yeah,
and
like
strong.
It's scary to see in your relationship little things, like little things that you never thought you would see there. And like every, and you know what those little things could grow into if you don't help them. And it's just like, it's like a big slap in the face.
Mm-hmm. So we're working on it because we're going to have a thriving, strong, solid marriage. That's our goal.
Yeah. We and don't want to like accept anything less. It's just like, we've noticed like little, what do they call them?
And
specks on the windshield or something.
Specks on the wind. Yeah, we're gonna repair these little specks before little there's a dings. Huge crack in the windshield.
Yeah, that you have to get a new windshield.
Solid windshield. High
keep,
five.
I want to keep my windshield forever.
Me too.
So
especially on our new. Wait. Oh.
You've had all of your clues, guys.
Okay, that was a clue. That definitely gave it away.
That was a clue for the vlog.
Okay, well, watch the vlog soon and you'll see our big new surprise.
Don't you dare end this.
I'm not ending it.
Oh, okay.
We wanted to talk about our favorite thing from our kids lately.
Yeah, like I think that's a really good way to end it because sometimes the big conversations on the podcast will be struggles, but I think it's always good to remind you guys like of the ups, the ebbs and the flows.
Okay. Mine with James.
Okay, go.
She said dad the other day.
Yeah, and Dallin's certain that that's him.
That's me.
I'm still with George, it was the same way. Like I'm ma, which is the word they always say. Like when she does the milk sign, she goes ma. Mm-hmm. I'm just milk. That's my name. I honestly think that's where mom came from. Milk.
Maybe not.
George, James only says that when she's signing for milk.
Yeah, and then this morning George, me and him started dancing to Let It Go from Frozen, and I was just thinking of the dance move where she like does a strong step forward and like slides with her foot. So I was doing that, and then George saw me doing that and he did it, and then we started just stepping and sliding back and forth, and it kind of ended up being like the Fat Camp, you know, with Tony Perkins like sliding back and forth on those mats dancing to Frozen.
Oh, really?
But me and him were just doing that back and forth in the living room, and it was super cute because he was like mimicking all of my crappy dance moves.
I need to dance with him.
He's starting to mimic moves and stuff. And then I picked him up and like ran him around the kitchen, let it go, and I would like fling him in the air, and he loved it.
I need to get back into like a place of movement. I feel like
a place of movement.
No, like you might relate if you've ever nursed a baby, but like I get so much milk that I have to protect. Like it just is painful when I jump or move or swing. So I just have gotten out of the habit of just like moving a lot.
That's hard.
It's hard.
And I'll never understand or relate to it.
Anyways, but it's a kind of like James is a lover of food. So it's going away fast, which is sad and happy, but I need to get back into being like, or I just need to get a better bra. One of those two things.
That's also an option.
Right.
I bought Ashley this gift card to Victoria's Secret that she's had for like a year and refuses to use it.
Because I want to use it when I'm going to have normal sized.
This is important time right now too. I want you to be comfortable right now.
It's not going to fit in like a month and a half.
Then we'll throw it away with glee.
No.
I want you to be comfortable right now.
I am. I'm too comfortable. There is no support.
You just
support.
Said that you could have a better one.
I could. It's just.
Okay. It's well, anyways, go on.
Okay. My favorite memory of George, like in the last couple of days since our last podcast, I guess, we took him to Costco and we have to buy him like veggie straws and pirate's booty and a sundry other things to get him through a Costco trip, which is why he loves Costco. But he has since termed pirate's booty Costco. So,
so cute.
Anytime he wants his pirate's booty, like as a snack, he'll come up and he'll be like, I want some Costco, mom.
Yeah.
I want some Costco. Or he'll say,
you want some
say,
Costco's, George?
This Costco is so yummy.
Yeah. It's the best.
He thinks that's Costco because every time we go to Costco, we get him a cart treat. Like, because we use it at home anyways, but we open it up in the cart.
So that he's not screaming while we try to
go
grocery shopping.
Yeah, and it's usually pirate's booty. So
he calls it Costco.
He calls it Costco.
That's great. Okay. And James?
James.
Oh, wait. What about looking out the window this morning with George?
Oh, yeah. I told Dylan I wanted to share that one. So George loves Frozen. Bless his heart for loving Frozen and not Power Rangers. It's like the happiest thing of my life. And he looked out the window this morning and it snowed a little bit. And he goes, oh, where's Elsa? Because I think he thinks like Elsa did that to our house. Or like Elsa exists.
Because she does that in the movie. She yeah. makes, she brings a eternal winter just everywhere.
With all of the faith, it's because we went to Disney World and he thinks all of these things are just real life.
Yeah.
And with eternal faith, he was like, just at our window for a good minute looking for Elsa.
Such a precious
hoping
soul.
To see her walking down the street.
So cute.
So cute.
James. Did you have one for James? It doesn't, it's okay if you don't.
James, I know I do. So if you know our vlog, you know, like we've said a couple times, like James isn't a cuddler. She never was. Like the happiest thing about George was that he loved the baby wrap. So I could go on walks for hours with him. And it just helped me get back into shape and just be outside. So it was so great. And I was so like excited for that with James. Like I could put her in it and push George in the stroller and she hated it. So like, and she hates being rocked and she hates being cuddled until like 3 days ago where she stopped falling asleep nursing at night. So I tried like rocking her, like how you would sit in an ergo baby, like facing in kind of froggy style. That's her favorite thing now. And I just like sit up there with her and smell her hair.
It's and so just cute.
Like, cause like you, I haven't had it with her. Like she has never done that. She's never let me hold her that way. And I've just, that was like my sad thing about her whole life is that I've never been able to like, cause when you baby carry, you can just, their head is right next to you and it just feels so good. And just never had that. And finally it's happening. And I'm like,
precious.
She's one almost, like, this is too late.
Yeah.
It's just really sweet, like rocking her to sleep. That's why I got a rocking chair with her. It was like my fondest hope that she would let me rock her. Because George won't. I got one for George too at the same time we got James's.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't let me sit in it with him. He like screams
he's like,
at
go,
me.
Mom.
And tells me to go away. And then he rocks yeah. alone. Which is probably going to be a theme of him and my relationship.
Bless his heart. Yeah. Whenever you say, George, dad or mom? He goes, dad.
I'm like, who?
I like
who
that.
Gave you life?
I know.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that is the podcast. You guys are so awesome for listening. Thank you so much. We love spending this time with you. Please give us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you haven't yet, that really helps us a lot. And thank you to all of our Anchor supporters who
yeah,
keep this
a
podcast
new one
alive.
This week. Let's tell it.
Oh, I didn't even know. He must have opened the email before I saw it.
Yeah, I get really
let's
excited.
Let's just find it right. Yeah, she opens all because she gets so excited. Where was it? I didn't know. Scrolling. All these things from YouTube.
Emma Hodges.
Emma Hodges. Thank you so much, Emma. Hey, you're awesome. Thank you. That means the world. It validates like everything that we do, and so glad that you find value in our podcast. So thank you.
Thank you, Emma.
And we will see you guys soon. Thank you. See you in the vlog. Oh, watch the vlog for the reveal of our big new purchase.
Tomorrow.
That's going to come out tomorrow.
You'll see me.
It's so
growing up
sweet.
With anxiety and Dallin having the best time of his life.
Yeah. All right. Okay. See you guys.
Well, see ya. All we need is each other. All we need is each other. I'm all right with all the let's build a big little light. All we need is each other. We don't need a lot to get us high. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. All we need is each other. Let's build a big little life. Cause we don't need a lot to get us high.